So the bipartisan infrastructure deal permanently authorized the Minority Business Development Agency, and the Build Back Better Act will properly fund it. What does that mean for you if you are a Black-owned, minority-owned business? On the line, we have Miguel Estien, the director of the Minority Business Development Agency. How are you doing today, Miguel?
I'm very good, Julie, and thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. So we know the bipartisan infrastructure deal has permanently authorized the agency that you're over, the Minority Business Development Agency. Tell us more about that, Miguel.
Absolutely. Listen, for over 50 years, this agency has existed as a product of an executive order that was signed in 1969. And this week, it's becoming a permanent agency as a product of the infrastructure bill. And what that means for all business owners, minority-owned business owners that are hearing today, it means that you now have a permanent agency in the Department of Commerce that is coordinating policy across the federal government to support your growth, that is funding programs in collaboration with your local community leaders, NGOs, and HSBCUs to support entrepreneurship, to provide technical assistance, make sure that you have access to capital. And it means that as you engage with the government, we'll do our efforts to make procurement and contracting more accessible and easy to navigate.
Oh, man, definitely love it. And the fact that the Build Back Better Act has went through the House, now it's headed to the Senate, that's going to fund the agency from what I understand. Is that correct, Miguel?
It will fund the agency. That is correct. And I will say that it goes broader than our agency. Mm-hmm. With the Build Back Better, the administration is recognizing that this is also about investing in our people, is making sure that the individuals that we hire as business owners have access to healthcare, that our own kids get access to pre-K, and that our elderly also receive the support they need in their old age. So I think this is not only about our business community, it's also about the people we work with, the members of our communities, and the infrastructure more broadly of our country.
And it's so important that we support minority-owned businesses, which brings me to Small Business Saturday. As head of the agency, Miguel, what do you say about Small Business Saturday and the impact on dollars in Black and minority-owned businesses?
You know, I will say one thing. If we were to close the disparity that exists between businesses that are owned by minorities and those that are not, we will add $5 trillion to our economy.
Wow.
Think about that for a moment. Wow. $5 trillion to our economy. So what I'll say to everyone out there is, you know, support your local community business, particularly if it's minority owned. Because you are adding dollars back to your economy. And in doing that, we are securing jobs for our community members and prosperity for our families.
Oh, man, that is so great to hear. Thank you, Miguel Estien, the director with Minority Business Development Agency. Make sure you keep up to date with what's going on with Build Back Better Act at whitehouse.gov. Thank you, Miguel, for fitness in your busy schedule. Really appreciate the information you shared.
Thank you, Julie.